Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bob Savarin. Batting second. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. And now, play ball. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw takes first base on ball four. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGraw. The throw from Brown and he is safe. McGraw steals second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into right field. Cimoli picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cimoli. McGraw scores. Buford moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bob Johnson now playing second base. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards short. Savarin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pizarro for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens strikes out. 1 out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cunningham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bowens. Cunningham reaches second base with a double. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-1 in the game. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-1 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Buford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive towards first. Seaburn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0 for 1 in the game. Pizarro hits a pop-up towards short. Savarin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bowens for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4 to nothing, White Sox. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing center field. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 1 in the game. Pappas strikes out. Two outs. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0 for 2 in the game. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. Two outs. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0 for 2 in the game. Pizarro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 2 in the game. Cimoli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. Cimoli moves to second. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Savarin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn strikes out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowens strikes out. Martin drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bowens out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 3 in the game. Nicholson is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cimoli. Martin reaches second base with a double. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Martin moves to third. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pizarro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino pinch hits for Milt Pappas. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-3 in the game. Savarin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Savarin moves to second. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cimoli hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Weiss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.